Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, Kiri. It's Lisa Boatwright calling. I live in Mango Hill.
Yes.
I've got pecan chooks,
yes.
And I've had, I think I'm at the last couple of days, one has developed possibly that chronic respiratory disease, like a lung
okay.
issue.
Yeah.
And another, I separated her, and I've got another two looking the same today. And I'm wondering if I've been treating them with Oximav, but I'm wondering if I need something else, some other antibiotic.
Yeah, potentially yes, or maybe a combination of a few. Definitely
yeah.
getting them assessed just to see what's going on. I would definitely
mm-hmm.
get the one that's like the worst assessed, and then obviously mention to the doctor that you've got a couple that are looking similar, so that
okay.
if they need to treat one, they can potentially treat all of them. So I could get you in at 10:50 today. I'll just make
yeah.
sure the other nurse who's on the phone is not making the same appointment.
Yeah.
No, I could get you in at 10:50 today to see Dr. Brock.
Yeah, that would be great.
If you want. Have we seen you here before?
No.
I'm okay.
To the area.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Well, welcome. Okay, let me just get all your details so I can make this appointment for you. And sorry, was it Megan? Did you say Megan?
Lisa. It's just normal spelling, L-A-S-A.
Yeah. And how do you spell your surname?
Boatwright, B-O-A-T-W-R-I-G-H-T. My daughter may have been there previously with a cockatiel, but I'm not sure. But anyway,
okay, but,
yeah.
but we'll put it in your name. Okay. What's your email address?
Lisa Boatwright,
yeah.
oneword63 at gmail.com.
Gmail,
yeah, .com.
Excellent. And is the phone number you're calling on the best contact number?
Yes.
Excellent. And your address there at Mango Hill?
8 Muriel, as in the name, IEL Street, Mango Hill.
And what's the postcode there?
4509, I think. Yeah.
For some reason our computer doesn't like Mango Hill. It never puts the postcode in for me.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is.
Yeah.
I used to live at Morayfield. It was 4506. I think this is 09.
Yep, sure. And the name of the chicken that we'll be seeing?
Oh, I don't know that it's got a name. It was just always called Chook Chook, that one.
okay.
It's not a pecan. I've got probably 9... I think about 6 full-grown pecans and 4 younger ones and then a heap of day-old.
Mm-hmm.
But do I bring – so that one's the worst, but she's
yeah.
just one I've brought with me that's just a crossbred. But there's another
yeah.
pecan that's not as bad. Do I just bring the –
So you can bring
one?
the affected one. If you want both of them seen, it would be 2 consults. So,
okay.
yeah, it just depends. Like if they're all showing some similar signs, the doctor, if we are prescribing some medication, might prescribe
yeah.
some for the flock. But, yeah,
okay.
we do need to see the most affected one.
The most affected.
And then,
okay, well, that'll be
yeah.
just the plain old grey one. So, yeah.
Sure. And, sorry, is she a pecan or she's a crossbred?
No, she's a crossbred. And she's, yeah.
Okay, and how old is she approximately?
She's aged. I don't know, she's probably 3 or 4.
Okay. Well, I've got you all booked in there for 10:50. If you can just bring along what you have been prescribing currently, just so that doctor can have a look at that. I will send you a questionnaire to your email that you've just given me. If you can fill
mm-hmm.
that out as best as possible, just gives us a bit of insight on Chook Chook there.
And
then
like that.
It'll be emailed. So check your junk email as well. Sometimes they go there, unfortunately. But yeah, if you can fill that out as best as you can prior to the appointment, that would be great. Otherwise, we will see you at 10:50 today.
Okay. And email it. Sorry, email that back or bring it with me.
No, email it back. It's an online questionnaire. Generate to say send and I'll send back to our email here.
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
Yep. Excellent. Okay, not a problem. Well, we'll see you at 10:50 today.
And what's the address there? Sorry.
22 Ashmole Road.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Old bridal shop if you do know the area here.
No, I don't know. I know where Ashmole Road is. That's all.
Sure. Not a problem.
Okay.
Our car park's just situated off Anzac Avenue. It is only a one direction in, so if you are coming, probably come past the Kippering Shopping Centre and then heading towards Redcliffe Waterfront, and then you'll be on the right side of the road to get into our car park.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. We'll see you then. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.